I became head of department in 2000, the autumn of 2000. I mean, Westfield obviously had a tradition of female heads of department, obviously when it was an all-women's college, but also subsequent to that. I mean, there were both male and female heads of history in Westfield. But the woman who was head of department in Westfield when I went first, Olive Anderson, whom I mentioned earlier, was a very inspirational figure. And I certainly found her enormously supportive. Mm. She lived fairly close to the college, but in Highgate, but in fact she had had two children in the days before maternity leave, and she'd simply, I think, managed to time them to their births to take place in the vacations, and then she would nip home at lunchtime to feed them. And oh, you know, this would have been, I think, probably in the 50s. I found her example of, you know, as a woman who achieved the role of head of department, I think, enormously helpful and positive. And when I became pregnant with my elder daughter in 1990, Olive was very supportive, and she believed me when I said I was coming back after I had the baby. And I'm not sure I think quite a lot of people thought I probably wouldn't. But Olive always believed me and said, yes, you know, I know you're coming back. People have said, oh, are you really coming back? But I know you're coming back. Mm. And I did find her example very helpful. So she was one sort of role model as head of department. And here at Queen Mary in the mid-90s, Dr. Sarah Palmer, who's now at Greenwich, was head of department. She was the first female head of department of history. Okay. And one of very few female heads of department up to that point. Mm. So there have been some, but not a lot. Mm. And certainly when I went to my first heads of department away day in 2000 and looked around the room, women were in a very, very significant minority. I think in the last few years it has actually improved significantly. I've always thought of the academic world as being one in which there was a great deal of equality of opportunity. And therefore, it is quite surprising when you go to something like that to feel, to sort of be brought up short and thought, gosh, you know, there are really remarkably few women here. Mm. But jobs for medieval historians are few and far between, and if I gave this one up, I wouldn't get another one.
Yeah.
It's been interesting. There's been a lot of juggling, but it's been enjoyable. Mm. I've got two children. My younger daughter is 13. But she was only 5 when I became head of department. I thought very long and hard about saying yes at that stage, because my husband, but he was at the NSE still, but he's an alumni officer, or he was an alumni officer fundraiser, and he frequently had quite a lot of evening meetings or receptions and things that he had to go to, and mm. I knew as head of department I would be involved in quite a lot of evening things, yeah. But we managed to sort of juggle it between us.